ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregith and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregith and Bill Hooks.
Again, Gregith and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. It's hour number two. Willie J, we just did just 10 seconds with Bill Hooks, and that is a game that is coming up in 15 minutes. You will see if you can name whatever the topic is more than Bill Hooks in just 10 seconds. Can you defeat the Chicken King? Is the question today. We did five of them. What's your prediction? You went 1, 3, and 2.
Yeah.
Bill did five. How many do you expect?
I don't know. To be honest, I listened to his performance, and I don't know if it's going to hold up.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. I think he's got one win in him.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say maybe two.
Maybe two.
He could have had like three, but I was very surprised.
There was one. It just went blank on, and I'm embarrassed by it.
Well,
embarrassed by it.
It won't be hard to beat one win, I don't think.
One they might win, but my first answer in the one is the only answer I was going to say, actually, when you asked me the last one.
I'm really excited about this. So we'll do that in about 15 minutes, but it's 10 o'clock. We do this every day at 10. It's What's Trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
It's kind of weird, but I have actually some soccer stories to share with you guys. To start out What's Trending. I got a couple soccer topics. We're going to start out last night. United States men's soccer team lost to Canada 2-0.
Oh, God.
And, first time in, was that 34 years?
34 years.
Whoa. No, we're a mess. Hold on. Do they play soccer in Canada? Don't their soccer players still run around with hockey sticks?
I think. That's what I thought. But apparently not.
We lost to Canada.
Yeah, lost 2-0 last night.
Do you know, did we have our A team out there, or was it just a bunch of jabronis?
Doesn't matter.
Pulisic was out there. He played 60 minutes. So,
I'm sad.
Yeah, they're calling this is one of the worst losses. They're even saying it's worse than the Trinidad loss.
Let me say, first and foremost, because now this is my chance to be...
You played soccer, so you can talk.
Well,
on the topic,
I got asked to play on Team USA for under 15. Here's the deal. I want to be like a mid-90s Husker right now, but I didn't actually play on the team. They need to start asking more talented kids with heart and want to. I'm just kidding. We just need to... Listen, man, this is like our ninth sport in the country for men. Like, we don't play soccer. As a matter of fact, at some places, they don't allow headers at soccer in the United States, in some states. And then they want us to go play against people around the world who this is all they do. Like, this is their favorite pastime.
Yeah, but it's
we're going to lose.
But it's Canada.
Yeah, they do.
See, here's the deal. Like, if you just said, "Oh, we lost a friendly to Mexico or something," right? You'd be like, "Oh, duh." But it's Canada.
I know.
It's probably a lower sport there than is it here.
I know.
Not to mention they talked crap on our women's team.
We did.
They did. They were mad about how we were just dominating people.
So whatever.
You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but let's send our semi-professional slow pitch softball team, Samurai Sams. Those guys get up now. Not soccer, because that's a lot of running. If you've seen these guys in person,
not happening.
They are of oval shape, most of them, not running a lot. But if it's slow pitch softball we're doing, or even like putt-putt golf, I think they win. I'd take them over Team Canada any day of the week.
Yep.
So the record for the most goals scored in a career in high school has been broken. Does that make sense?
Most goals, yes.
Scored in a career. This woman in New York, she broke the record. How many goals do you think she scored in her career to break the record? How many? This is soccer, obviously.
Record of goals.
4 years. High school.
Yeah, she played 24.
I'm going to say 94.
Do you get a fifth year if you're dumb and have to sit out for a year? Do you get to play five? I'll go, let's see, they probably put like 120.
Last night, she scored her 317th goal.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, dead serious.
So, how many goals did it got the seasons broken down on there?
No. We don't know how many she scored in each season, but that's the record.
Wow.
She honestly,
well, I mean, 4 years, 370-something. Hooks, use your brain. That's like 80-some goals a game.
She's been on the varsity team since seventh grade, but I think it all counts as the year. 4 years.
Is so, it? 4 years, 370, 80?
It's like 90-something a year because 90 times four is 360.
That is insane. The last soccer story I got, North and South Korea, they played a historic World Cup qualifier on Tuesday.
It was across the border.
It really? Was, and nobody came. Nobody was allowed to. Nobody.
Wait,
was
what was this again?
North Korea and South Korea.
It was a World Cup qualifier,
and they play. Were they allowed to cross midfield?
That's what I was thinking. That was the border was
like they just were kicking it back and forth.
Hey,
it was the first football match in North Korea.
The only
almost
one allowed to cross back and forth is Donald Trump. Yeah, like he's the only. Well, it was he walks
Trump
back. And
Trump
forth.
Was on one side, and it was Dennis Rodman on the other.
Yeah, him and Rodman going. There you go. Listen, I would actually tune into that.
Yeah, let's watch that.
Just so, to see what would happen.
It was the first soccer game in North Korea in 30 years. Nobody was actually allowed to go to this game, and nobody was allowed to watch either, as they refused to broadcast the game live.
So, do we know who won? Do we know what the score was?
Did it actually happen?
Did it actually,
if a bear
yeah,
in
like
the
if
woods.
A soccer game is played, but no one televises it and allowed to go to it or report on it, did it actually happen?
Yeah, it
fake
was
news.
Very weird. The stadium held 50,000 people. Nobody came, so. Wow. Nick, your boy, Brooks Koepka. So he,
yeah, baby.
I was going to read this. It's great.
Hey, how Friday when I'm golfing, 77 out, I'll be in I'll be in full bro Koepka mode.
Booyah.
Yes.
I know you got some of his polos too, I believe.
You're damn right. Yeah. I got, oh, yeah. So if Koepka wears it, I will buy it.
There's a conversation going around on the internet that if Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy have a rivalry, if they do or not.
This is awesome.
If we remember, I think Rory took the PGA Player of the Year award.
Sounds impossible considering what Brooks did this year, but okay. Well,
total stats.
So Brooks Koepka.
What do you mean total stats? Like he accumulated more because he was in more tournaments?
More points, more tournaments.
But
more
Koepka
wins.
Per game, per tournament was better.
They don't play in that world.
That's
just straight
dumb.
Stats.
So they asked Koepka about his rivalry with Rory, if they even have one. And Brooks said, quote, he hasn't won a major in 5 years.
He goes, I've been on the tour 5 years, and I don't think Roy's won one since I've been on tour. So it's not a rivalry.
That's so awesome. Brooks Koepka is my power animal. Like, I love this guy. He doesn't practice.
Is that great or
yeah.
what?
Like, he's awesome. I'm hoping by buying outfits similar to his, my game will also catch up, but it ain't happening. You'll not find someone worse at golf than me.
Moving on to NFL, the Titans are benching Marcus Mariota for Ryan Tannehill.
I saw that. Wow.
Is that a smart move? Or I mean,
who cares?
Whatever.
Here's the deal. The Titans, they have a really good defense.
Yeah.
They also have a running back in Derrick Henry who's been running really well. They've been drafting high-pick wide receivers. None of them get the ball thrown to them because they don't have a quarterback on that roster. Mariota, mark my words, is going to be somewhere else and get another chance.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and I don't.
He's
going
to be Jameis Winston again as well. Jameis Winston, I think, would be the same thing.
Yeah, he'll get another chance as well. I'll be curious to see what teams. So I have a tiny prediction here for you. Maybe. So this offseason, you're going to get someone who tanks for Tua, right? They get the first pick overall. This defensive end for Ohio State is going to be sitting there for whoever's number two. And that team's going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and decide, do I want to get a quarterback that's not Tua at two, or do I want to draft this kid and sign
Chase
either
Young, right?
Winston? Yes, or sign Winston or Mariota. Basically, will be the two. Do I want to sign one of these guys to be my quarterback? And I'm not saying those guys are ever going to be great quarterbacks in the league, but I would make that move because if they suck again and I suck again, then I'm lining up for Trevor Lawrence.
Yes.
So you could, in theory, be the second worst team, Washington, right? And get this defensive end who's going to be a stud, an absolute stud. And then the next year, you can tank for Trevor.
Can Trevor come out this year?
No.
He's
a true sophomore.
Okay. You're right. That's two.
Yeah, true sophomore. Right. He's got one more year. He and Martinez will be the number one and two picks, remember? Here coming up. Why are you laughing at me like that's a joke, Hooks?
It's not. It's laughable right now, but it's not a joke.
It is a joke. I made a joke there.
Everyone's still talking about the Monday night game and how the officiating was crap.
It was terrible.
I think somebody found that Green Bay had 13 players on the field and they got
away. 100%.
It was great.
I showed the picture. Happened on the play? Do you know?
I don't remember.
In my heart, they got a 25-yard game.
Yeah, they had 13 players.
No wonder their defense is so improved this year. They're trotting out 13 guys, and because the league is rigged for Aaron Rodgers, no one's watching it.
It's pretty funny. The head referee was actually Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah, from Omaha.
Played for the Huskers. Do you guys think that this would be kind of the same 30 years ago if we all had phones and Twitter, you know, replays to go back and watch? I feel like this seems abnormal, no. But if we had the technology we did 30 years ago, it would be similar to what we're all talking about now.
If I had this technology 30 years ago, everybody would think that I was a witch. So no, it would not be good.
Fair enough.
There's stuff that, here's the deal. So if you go back just 15 years, the league right now, there's 17 penalty flags per game on average. Okay. Yeah. 20 something the last Chiefs game this wow. week. It was crazy. It was like 24. It was split down the middle to credit the refs. They sucked for both teams. But if you go back just 15 years, there was only 9 flags per game on average.
Wow.
Now, part of that is because the rules have changed for pass interference. They're calling it a lot more. You can get, you know, you can't put your hands on players like you used to be able to. And then also, and I never hear people bring this up, rub routes were not something that were popular back 15 years ago. Manning showed up 15 years ago, and that's why they got popular. Manning and Brady are the reason we have all these damn rub routes in the league, because they started running those routes when those guys got here. It's amazing how much Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, and then Philip Rivers, all these guys that are now, you know, about to retire or have retired, how much they changed the league. Hurry up, offenses, the whole nine yards. So you get more penalties now.
Yep. We had another Husker drafted in the XFL.
Ooh, hang on. Do you want to guess? Do you know it? Was it Kenneth Bell?
It was not Kenneth Bell.
Oh.
But it was a wide receiver.
Oh, hang on. Was it Alonzo Moore?
It was.
Yeah, baby.
It was. I'm trying to check the results, but for some reason their website is down.
Did you see what they tweeted out afterwards? Their first tweet after the draft was over?
I did not.
Antonio Brown, you did not get drafted. You're free.
Oh, no. That's great. The last thing I got, how about a little Husker trivia or a little Husker history?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get it.
So apparently, I saw this on Reddit.
Turn it into trivia.
Back in 1907,
okay.
There was a team Hooks. That Nebraska played.
You were 18.
Okay, 1907. Nebraska played a team. On our schedule, it shows that we won 10-9. But
what?
On their schedule, it says we lost 10-13.
Wesleyan.
Was not Wesleyan. I'll give you a hint. It's a Big 12 opponent.
Oh, that sounds like something that Missouri would say.
Nope.
Kansas, K-State.
Iowa State.
They're
so something weird happened in that game. Apparently, Iowa State, they kicked a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go through, but it bounced once, and then it went through the field goal post.
So it hit the ground and bounced over.
It hit the ground and bounced through. So obviously Nebraska thought, that's incomplete.
Yeah,
we win the game. Well, they actually sent the rules
really?
To Walter Camp at the time. They appealed it, and Walter Camp said that it was a field goal. So he gave Iowa State the win, but we thought we win. So to this day, if you go look at their schedule, it shows they won. Our schedule shows that we won.
Yeah, you know who ultimately won? Nebraska, because we have Fred Hoiberg.
Done. It all started then.
Take that, Iowa State.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
So I got this.
That's what's training at Tingy. I think Hooks.
Yeah,
a
couple reports being out there. The Angels are on the verge of signing their new manager.
Who is it?
This man spent 30 years in the Angels organization as a catcher, scout, coach, and manager in the minor league system. He also spent 6 years as a bench coach to Mike Socia. Joe Madden.
Oh, really?
Joe Madden looks to be returning to the Angels organization.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Also, we didn't really get to it, but Garrett Cole pitched last night.
Yeah, he's good.
For the Astros last night. So since like May 27th, you might want to guess what his record is since May 27th in his last 25 starts.
Well, you told me, so I'm not going to say it.
25 starts. He's made 25 starts since May 27th.
What's his record, win-loss record?
I would guess 17-5.
You're kind of close, but he's 19-0. He hasn't lost. By the way, the last time Cole lost the game,
mm-hmm.
it was May 22nd, and this is what was the Nationals were 19-30. Kevin Durant was still a Warrior. Russell Westbrook was still on the Thunder.
Really?
It was the last time Garrett Cole took them out and lost.
I bet Kevin Durant still had like four fake accounts that he was tweeting at himself with on Twitter at that time.
It's pretty impressive what he did. He just had his streak, by the way, broke last night.
LeBron James had not yet supported communism.
No, not yet.
Wow.
Not yet.
All right.
But yeah, okay, he had, also his streak was broke last night. I believe he went 11 straight games, was striking out 10 or more. Only had 7 last night.
Antonio Brown had not been traded from the Steelers and was not yet accused of all the things that he's accused of and lost $40 million dollars going back to that date.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that's happened.
Nebraska still had 120 All-Americans on their roster back then.
They did. Boy, a lot has happened.
Rick Ross had not shown up to Lincoln, Nebraska and done a video with players on the basketball team.
All true.
Wow.
That's all I got.
When was this?
May 22nd. You hadn't turned 38 yet.
Slim Chickens had just dominated Samurai Sam's on Thursday night softball that weekend.
Ooh,
now that I look back at the schedule. Yeah, buddy. I like it. All right. That's good. Wow.
But, man, he is putting together a stretch right now,
buddy. Yeah, that's good. All right. Let's take a break. We got a lot to get to. When we come back, we're going to play Just 10 Seconds with Bill Hooks. Can you defeat the Chicken King for either booze at the zoo or movie tickets? We'll do that next.